You're listening to SIW Radio from SecurityInfoWatch.com, the podcast series for the security industry. I'm your host, Jeff Cole, Service Editor-in-Chief of SecurityInfoWatch.com. And episode 54 brings us to UTC Fire and Security. This morning, as the show opened, I was able to catch up with a few of the key figures there at UTC Fire and Security. I had Michael Rogalski, their CTO for the Global Security Products Division, along with Luis Orbegoso, the president of the Lonell Division within UTC Fire and Security. We also had Ross Mackay, the director of product marketing at the Lonell Division, and Ken Francis, a name, of course, you might know from GE Security, and of course now heading up on the marketing initiatives there for UTC Fire and Security's global security products. So we talked a little bit about some of the new product roadmaps that are going on at UTC Fire and Security. Of course, one of the things that's happened, the company, they've organized the Lonell Division, which includes the global enterprise-level security management products. They also have the InnoLogic division, typically more of a hardware-focused type of product sets that are really sold towards the commercial, light commercial, and residential sectors. They have the Onity division, which is, of course, if you're familiar with their wireless locks, very popular in the hospitality industry. And finally, the Super division, which if you've ever sold a home, these are the entryway holders to the real estate agents use to get the keys. We chiefly focus today upon the Lonell division, which, of course, includes such key product lines as the OnGuard suite, the Picture Perfect suite that came over from GE, Facility Commander for Windows, aka FC WinX, and some of the other key products like Director that are in that this newly formed Lonell division that includes not only, of course, that traditional Lonell OnGuard product, but now the former GE Security Enterprise Security Management products. So this is our interview with Michael, Ross, Luis, and Ken, and hope you enjoy their explanation of what's going on in UTC Fire and Security.
One thing we had to really teach our people at the big meeting yesterday with our sales force is that Lonell's the company now.
Okay.
OnGuard, Facility Commander for Windows, and Picture Perfect are the platforms. So the first message we got to get in our own heads is that we don't talk about what's coming for Lonell.
Right.
You know, Lonell's the company. We talk about what's coming for the OnGuard platform and Facility Commander for Windows. So you might hear us kind of articulate a lot of that through the course of today. So
and that's going to be a big challenge.
That's probably the most important message, and it is. It is, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, we now have a portfolio of products that fit really well into different market segments with very clear differentiation between them. So, again, when you take a look at organization, right, you've got the OnGuard portfolio and the OnGuard sales organization with a very distinct channel, right? So that's not changing. Then you've got the Facility Commander and Picture Perfect platforms with their own channel, right?
Global.
And their own sales force.
And it's all about tying that message around segment with global.
Okay.
You know, I think, you know, Luis might say something to the effect that, you know, he had 10, 12 different platforms around the world that were part of the GE security portfolio, and integrating those into the Lonell business and consolidating to the appropriate global platform structure. We think we've spent a lot of time. We've got a good plan. In the last 6 months, we've dug pretty deep for what that consolidation plan ought to look like. And the good news to the world and everyone who's listening is Facility Commander for Windows, OnGuard, Picture Perfect, they all have their place.
And I think it's important to say that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Different customers want, you know, value different things. Some customers value, you know, buying best of breed, multi-vendor solutions and sticking them together. You know, some customers don't need that level of integration. Some customers want highly configured solutions around their specific needs. Some don't. And we need to recognize what those patterns are and develop our products to meet those.
At the end of the day, so we're talking about three platforms. We've tripled our R&D investment. You know, within the Lonell structure, we've got three times the engineers. So if anything, this is going to be about having very clear, distinct platforms with very clear, distinct channels. And now with the infrastructure and the resources and the technology capability that we have now absorbed through G Security, we're going to be able to innovate faster, better, and offer alternatives to the market that they didn't have before. So we are absolutely committed to the three platforms that we described.
In terms of the channel, you mentioned it's very distinct still. You're taking the OnGuard VARs,
right,
the systems integrators that were selling the GE, you know, facility mm-hmm. commander. Will there be some crossover of that in the future, or is that going to remain distinct?
It's going to remain distinct. Now, it's going to be the same philosophy that we've always had with our OnGuard VARs and with our, you know, GE strategic partners, which is we evaluate each possibility, each opportunity to add new VARs and new SPs based on the market, based on their capabilities, and based on the opportunity. So, though our approach in terms of how we will bring on new partners will not change. It'll still be based on the same type of evaluation that we have made before. So, this new organization of Linnell doesn't mean that if you are an OnGuard validated reseller that you automatically have access to Picture Perfect Facility Commander and vice versa. You know, it has got to be done on an individual type of assessment. If there is a market opportunity, if there is a growth opportunity where, you know, perhaps a Linnell validated reseller can, you know, has the opportunity to grow Facility Commander Picture Perfect without cannibalizing the existing partners' business that we have in that region, we'll consider. But the approach will be exactly the same.
And region of the world, region of the U.S., you know, that territory that he's talking about, the Linnell model always made it down to the metropolitan area. In the GE security model, it was a state, you know, or a country. And so that same philosophy is going to hold true.
Okay.
Are you recording already? I hope you are.
I am, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, we're getting good stuff here.
That's
so,
right.
Mike, one of the things we talked about on Friday was a lot of these platforms, and just to be clear what the platforms are, we're talking about OnGuard, came from the from, you know, the Linnell side. Then we've got Picture Perfect, the Unix, Linux
right.
offering, and Facility Commanders for Windows, Facility Commander for Windows, but also Director. Correct?
Yes.
And you would include that in this product suite as well that we're talking about, right?
We're talking about in the product family.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time on Friday talking
yeah.
about the European and Australian intrusion approach to the market with access control. So very candidly, we have, we'll call it a four-platform global strategy. The three that we talked about earlier, Picture Perfect, OnGuard, Facility Commander for Windows, are the ones that we're being asked about most frequently at this U.S.-based show. But from a global perspective, yeah, we have a big commitment around a fourth segment of the market, if you will.
And something in the wings coming as well, as I understand, that we probably can't mention this podcast.
There's a lot of exciting
yeah.
stuff on the way.
Mike, so we mentioned you on Friday, you talked a lot about the, you know, the common DNA was a theme and, you know, being able to share code and resources and really kind of what's changing on the R&D side now that we have these suites together under the Linnell brand.
Even though we have distinct platforms, what we're not doing is duplicating efforts. So the way that video works, the way that access works, features and functionality, we want to make sure that we develop it in a way that they can be leveraged across all the platforms. So this way we have, you know, our total mass of engineers all moving in the same direction and not doing things that are duplicative in nature. And that's probably the key fundamental difference that that we had than what was going on in the past.
Is it already created results for you in terms of where you can take these products?
It has. When we start looking at the roadmaps for the products coming out, what we find is that we don't have to invent things from scratch. We have a lot of technology that was enabled throughout all the platforms that we can leverage and put into other platforms to make us go faster and make our products stronger.
And that's recent technology, and we are benefiting from the fact that GE Security had really increased their investment over the last couple of years to consolidate the platforms that they owned. So a lot of recent development work in the last 18 months or so is stuff that we have to launch from.
Now, you know, here at the show, you mentioned on Friday that you're introducing a new panel that kind of complements what you've already worked with your partner, Mercury. Is that within the same suite, and how will that work with these product lines?
So the NGP panel, security systems hardware, if you will, that we are introducing at the show, is a Linux-based, it's a Linux-embedded panel, which is more intrusion with access capabilities. And it was a direct result of our customers asking us to offer them an alternative to just having an access control panel, especially as integration becomes more ubiquitous between you know, intrusion systems and access control systems. So this is basically about choice. Now, ideally, we would like to have, when you take a look at the OnGuard suite, it's all about choice, right? It's all about having as many alternatives and options for end customers to take advantage of. When you take a look at the possibility of integrating that hardware or pieces of that hardware into other components, again, we have to evaluate that on, you know, an individual platform basis. I will tell you that right now we do not have any plans, for example, to integrate the micro hardware or the ACU hardware into OnGuard, because we feel that there are other priorities that are more important associated with that. But again, we'll evaluate it based on what the market need is and whether it falls within the priority of what is most beneficial to our end users.
We're also, from a product marketing standpoint, with this, rebranding this whole group with a suite of products under the Lenel brand, what has that meant for you?
It's certainly been challenging. You know, we have an embarrassment of riches, really, in the Lenel business. But the thing that we've found is that when we've talked to the customers, the end users, and the integrators, that in fact, the products are different. They may meet the same need, but they do it in a different way. And we've identified what those key decision-making criteria are for customers. And we think we've got a pretty good roadmap going forward on how to embed those customer decision points into the products further and further. So, like I said, it's a real embarrassment of riches. We've got the marquee names in the business all under one roof. And we took us 6 months to take stock of what we had. What was the same, what was different, and to, you know, come up with a roadmap to drive the next couple of years of growth. It's been exciting.
Exactly. Yeah, let me expand on that point a little bit, because I know that we've been a little bit quiet, right, over the 5 to 6 months, but that has been by design. What we wanted to do is go slow at first so we can move fast later. So we spent the last 6 months really evaluating all the different technologies, all the different portfolios, taking a look at what we had in development from the, you know, GE legacy side, what we had in development from the Lenel side, so that we can make the right decisions for our end customers. So now, the strategy that you're seeing, if you will, and the fact that we are consolidating to three platforms, I think is the absolute best solution in terms of the most efficient alternatives that we can offer our customers and our end users. In a nutshell, you know, you've got OnGuard, which is a Windows-based platform, infinitely scalable, infinitely configurable. You've got Facility Command for Windows, which is infinitely scalable, not as configurable, more plug and play, right? And you've got Picture Perfect, which is a Linux-based platform. And we feel that there's a demand for each. I mean, when you take a look at Picture Perfect, Linux, and the fact that, you know, Linux servers are, you know, I believe that last year there was, 21 or 24% of all server sales were Linux. I mean, there's obviously a demand for that type of platform and solutions and an operating system. So this is all about choice, right? And making sure that we offer the right type of solutions. Because we give the opportunity for our customers to make the decision as to what's best for them.
And I guess that's the message here this 9 a.m. on October 12th as the show floor opens and as security directors from around the world kind of pour in, is that, you know, now they have choice, whereas before there was, you know, they may have gone to the Lenel booth and seen OnGuard, they may have gone to GE Security and seen Facility Commander, this is their offering. Is that sort of the recap that you would offer to the security directors that are pouring in right now?
Absolutely. It's about better choice. You know, it's about making sure that they have alternatives as to how they want to reach their solution sets. And that's probably the key theme. The other one, too, as Ken mentioned before, is that when you take a look at, you know, GE Security had a lot of different platforms. You know, this is really about simplification and consolidation and making sure that we have a portfolio that is straightforward and that is truly differentiated within each other, and that we port our resources to make sure that we are concentrated on innovation, right, on efficiencies, so that we can introduce better solutions faster. And we feel that by having these three very distinct platforms and our multiple sales channels, that it's a great thing for the industry.
In terms of business side, you have less products now than you would have had before if, you know, GE had merged with UTC 2 years ago. You mentioned that you probably would have had another 7 products. Why is it that fewer products probably means better sales for you guys, Ken?
Well, because it makes more sense to the customers. You know, candidly, when you walk in and you say, I've got 6 or 7 platforms that all do exactly the same thing, it creates confusion. And so making sure that you consolidate down to the right number of global platforms, and then you regionally select, you know, which products to present to the customers, and then you create development capability from a customization standpoint. People want to integrate things by region of the world, not necessarily across the world. So they might choose a different video recorder or a different camera in different parts of the world. So our CTO is really pretty well known for his position on ensuring that the different regions of the world have the ability to handle the customer requests. That means fewer platforms, fewer big enterprise software choices for customers to have to weed through, but a lot more in the way of hardware integration of alternatives.
Just a lot more features.
I think there's one thing that, you know, people should take away when they come by the booth, and that's the sign that is sitting right outside. When you look at it, what people should expect from UTC Fire and Security overall is that we're going to be innovative and leverage the capabilities of all the organizations to come out and provide unique solutions for our customers. I mean, you remember Friday, you asked about, going back to 2007 and one of the press announcements over at ISC West. And as a result of that, the intelligent locking system, the next generation panel that are being launched at Lenel, those came out of some of those integrations and leveraging core capabilities across the whole organization. Now you look at what we have with GE Security and United Technologies, and look at the 4 different companies, and as Louise mentioned, all of the brands, all the hardware that Ken talked about. When we start combining all the capabilities that we have from an R&D perspective with our business leverage, our channel partners, the industry's in for a significant change.
It's very, very exciting. Especially, you know, one thing that we talked about before, your question was around fewer platforms. Why fewer platforms? Well, you know, let's think about it. Instead of spending resources in maintaining all of these distinct platforms, we can port those resources over to innovate. You know, we can port those resources over to, you know, look at new advancements that benefit our end users and our customers in a better way. So the end result is going to be less internally focused and more externally focused in terms of figuring out what the market needs, and again, having all of these resources that, whereas in the past would have been maintaining all of these different distinct platforms, into innovating for these 3 fewer distinct platforms.
Hey Jeff, as far as your readers go, I think Ross said it best. We're having a lot of fun, and we hope they'll come over and visit us here at our booth.
And just for our listeners, kind of paint a little picture here. Of course, we're right in the front and center almost of the show floor, and under UTC Fire and Security. Of course, this was announced last week. The Interlogix brand, which is commercial channel focused, commercial and residential channel focused, more hardware focused type offerings. The Supra, which is the technology coming over from GE, right?
That's right. That's the real estate property.
Real estate property. Okay. The Onity, the wireless locks and related components.
Hospitality
kind of suite. And then, of course, the Lenel brand that we've been talking about here for this podcast. So we'll hope you come by and check them out.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
Again, that's the word from UTC Fire and Security here at the show following this major merger with GE Security as they reshape their product roadmap, reshape their divisions. A lot of very exciting things going on for that company as they begin to make that transition into this newly merged and redefined company. You can follow SIW Radio on iTunes, and if you have any questions for us, feel free to send them our way at podcast@securityinfowatch.com.